May God bless us with understanding, and would you join me in prayer? O God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. O God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. When you are praying, do not heap up empty phrases as the Gentiles do, for they think they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him. This sounds so nice, right? A loving God who knows my needs before I even ask. It actually is a little bit nicer than it sounds in English. The word that's translated here as Father, it's an Aramaic word, Abba. And Abba, it does mean Father, that's true. But it's actually much more like saying dad. There's a different word for father. This is dad. Jesus is making a point here by calling God Abba. And the point is not that God is a male figure. The same point would be made if Jesus called God Ima, which is mom. It's a familiar, affectionate name. Dad, can I have a glass of water? Mom, I can't sleep. Can you tell me a story? Do not heap up empty phrases as the Gentiles do. Do not be like them, for your Abba knows what you need before you ask him. Your Ima knows what you need before you ask her. It sounds so nice. At first it sounds nice, but then I start to really think about it, and my troubles start there. I start thinking about this prayer a lot, and if God already knows what I need before I ask, why am I bothering to pray about it at all? I am hardly bringing anything to the divine attention, am I? God also has a better idea of how the world should work than I do, so my little suggestions are hardly likely to improve on God's intentions for the world, are they? Why am I praying for things at all? Should I be? If the Gentiles are guilty of heaping up empty phrases, I'm also making a heap out of my words, aren't I? Even if I keep it brief, even if I make it a little heap. If God knows what I need already and knows better than me what is good, what use are these prayers of mine? Your Abba knows what you need before you ask. It sounds so nice at first, but it leaves me wondering, how am I supposed to pray then? How am I supposed to pray? Well, I'm in luck. I'm in luck here because Jesus immediately afterwards goes on to say, and I quote, "Pray then this way." How convenient. It is refreshingly direct, coming from the Lord, who normally prefers a parable to a repeat after me. Pray then in this way, Jesus says. And what follows is perhaps the most widely used prayer in the Christian faith, called the Lord's Prayer. And it comes from these verses in Matthew. In the King James Version, it begins, "Our Father who art in heaven." Inside of the prayer, there's really two main sections, a section of petitions that relate to God and a section of petitions that relate to human experience. The first section, the one with the petitions related to God, are, "Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." The grammar here, it has this odd kind of future tense subjunctive kind of a thing going on in everyday language. These petitions would be something like, "May your name be revered as holy. May your rulership begin now. May what you want come to pass here on earth." These are petitions for how things should be. These are prayers about how things should be. And these how things should be prayers have a shadow side, a how things are side. May your name be holy. The shadow sighed. God, your name is misused and turned like a weapon on the weak. May your rulership begin now. The shadow sighed. The rulers of this world are having their way, using any rule but justice. May what you want come to pass. Your will, O God, is not being done on the earth. I just cannot believe that. Not with the way things are. I look at how the world is, and I refuse to believe this is your will. That's the first section of the Lord's Prayer, petitions that relate ultimately to God, about how God is going to behave. The second major section is about human reality. Very different. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Again, three petitions. The second major section of the Lord's Prayer, it is right down the middle of human experience to something that everyone in their life, no matter who they are or what century they've been born in, will experience. Daily bread? Yes. Many people do not have enough to eat, and hunger abounds in many ways. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. This neatly sums up the complicated reality of trying to be a moral person in a morally complex world. Even unknowing, I can hurt those who I care about and should expect to be hurt by them. It is not easy to do what is right, not obvious what is right. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Yes, I am afraid of the evil of this world, and I do not want to be subject to its worst power. And also, I know that by my own temptations, I am party to the creation of the very evils I deplore. The human life, the reality of human life, is held up in honesty in this prayer. Life is filled with hunger of all sorts. Moral failures are an unavoidable part of life, and the evils of this world have greater power than me. That's the second section of the Lord's Prayer, petitions that relate to human reality, those deep needs that we have in the face of an uncertain future. We need God to be God, to handle those great matters of will on the whole of the earth. And we need to be allowed to have just human needs. We need to be allowed to have simply human needs, bread, good relationships with our neighbor, shelter from the evils of the world. We need God to be God. No one else can. We need to be human beings. We can't be anything else. That's why we are to pray for the things that we need in life, for our daily bread. Not that we're giving God a roadmap for the world, but because God cares about even the small and ordinary things of life. That's why we pray for God's will to be done on earth, because I cannot bear the weight of all the troubles of the world. Even in the lightness of merely praying for the world's troubles, even in the lightness of just praying they are too much for me, I need to give these to God. They are too much. This brings us then to the end of the prayer, the final section. Gone is any odd subjunctive or any uncertain future. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. This is not about what might be. We've moved out of the strange future subjunctive kind of a thing. We are in second person, singular, present, indicative. Yours is the kingdom. Yours is the power. Yours is the glory. Yours is the kingdom. It is like letting out a sigh of relief when I hadn't even realized I'd been holding my breath. The kingdom of God is today. You can go see it. It is over at Mass and Cass, where June Cooper leads people on the margins of the margins to take up hope again. The power of God is. You can go see it. You can see it in the life of a person taking a first shaky step into sobriety. The glory of God is. You can taste and see how good God is at the Lord's Supper. See the glory of God in baptismal waters flowing down the face of the newly baptized. The kingdom of God is. The power of God is. The glory of God is. We see in the Lord's Prayer that it is not so much what I am praying for that matters. What matters isn't the what of the prayer. It's who. What matters is who we are praying to. We are not praying to some distant king or imperious ruler. We're praying to our dad, who already knows what we need without our even asking. We are praying to our mom, who knows better than we what makes for a thriving life and is making a world more wonderful than the expanse of our imagination. God, who can make justice pour down like waters as easily as pouring out a cup of water. God, who can speak a new world into being as easily and as joyfully as telling a bedtime story. When you are praying, do not heap up empty phrases as the Gentiles do, for they think they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them. For your Abba, your Ima, your mom, your dad, God knows what you need before you ask. Thanks be to God. Amen.